Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, April 13th edition. Only five games on slate for your main slate evening action starting at 6:40 p.m. Eastern time. Hope you guys had a great Wednesday. Two slates to have some fun with and much, much more. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDentrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. You can find all my podcasts tweeted there, all my written content tweeted there. Come join us at Gaining the Edge Fantasy on Patreon, patreon.com/GTFantasy. Join us in the Discord. All the good stuff there. My daily DFS cheat sheet coming out for every main slate Monday through Friday. Plus a lot of great content from all the guys over there. So come check that out. Let's get you in. Let's get you out. Five games on this Thursday, 6:40 p.m. Eastern time. Totals, Phillies, Reds, 8.5. Twins, Yankees, 8. Tigers, Blue Jays, 9.5. Pirates, Cardinals, 8.5. Brewers, Padres, 8.5. So nothing too crazy. Nothing like we're going to get some offense today. Let's put it that way. Looking at the pitching, we're going to get some offense. Let's talk about that pitching. You have Nick Lodolo leading the way at $9,400 at home against the Philadelphia Phillies. Love me some Lodolo. He faced Phillies last time out, 7 shutout with 12 Ks. He has 9 or more Ks in each start so far this season. He has been outstanding as advertised. Really, really good stuff with Nick Lodolo. No problem going back to Philadelphia on this one. Jordan Montgomery, $8,500 at home against the Pittsburgh Pirates. I'll target Pittsburgh anytime I can. Jomo faced Milwaukee his last time out through 7 shutout with 9 Ks. He's looked pretty decent. He had a little scuffle against Toronto to start the year, but nothing too crazy. Got up to 100 pitches his last time out, which is great to see. I'm a huge Jomo fan, especially if he's getting strikeouts like that. Give me some action versus Pittsburgh with Jordan Montgomery. You got Johnny Brito at $7,700 making the start for the Yankees versus the Minnesota Twins. We saw Giolito have some fun versus the Twins on Wednesday. Brito's been very effective. He's got at least 5 innings in each start, 1 total run allowed so far. Only 2 strikeouts against Baltimore, but 6 against the Giants. Does have some swing and miss stuff. At $7,700 on this shorter slate, Johnny Brito is definitely in play. Other than that, that's it. So Lodolo, Montgomery, Brito is where I'm planting my flags on the 5-game slate. There's 3 of your 10 pitchers. All right, let's look at the bats on this 10-game slate. I told you we'd be in and out on this one. Catcher's position for you, we have the likes of Tyler Stevenson going against the lefty Bailey Falter in Great American Small Park at $4,200. I like that quite a bit. Probably in cleanup for the Reds as well. Makes it an extra juicy situation. Alejandro Kirk should get the start of the day off on Wednesday. Should start against Spencer Turnbull and the Tigers at 4K, so that's a good price tag for Alejandro Kirk. Other than that, though, you'll get a few guys down here. Hope it'd be great if Luis Campusano got another start. He's $2,300 versus Wilson. That'd be a fun one if he did. But for now, it's Kirk and it's Stevenson until we get some definition from the lineups. First base position for you here. Anytime you want to use Paul Goldschmidt versus Vinny Velasquez, I am a fan at $5,900. There might be the Coors hangover that many will talk about, but still intrigued in that situation. Vladito at 57 versus Spencer Turnbull is very nice as well. Like both St. Louis and Toronto on this slate. Going down farther down the list, though, Jake Cronenworth at $4,300 versus Wilson. Not too bad if you want a cheaper option at first base. And then if you're going bargain basement hunting, my boy Rowdy Tellez is only $3,200 versus Nick Martinez. I like that quite a bit. Matt Carpenter, if he's in the Padres line, is only $2,900. Joe Ryan's been good so far this year, but I mentioned it even on Wednesday's show. Franchi Cordero is smoking hot. He went deep on Wednesday again. He's first base outfield eligible at $2,800, so he's one you can look at. You got Big Willie Myers at $2,700 versus Bailey Falter in Great American Small Park. So if you're stacking up Cincy, Will Myers is first base outfield. He's worth a look as well. And then you got guys like Brandon Belt down here at $2,500 versus Spencer Turnbull. Not bad if you're stacking up in that game too. So a couple nice cheapies with Belt, Myers, and Cordero, even Carpenter below 3K. Rowdy Tellez at 32, so some value to be had at the first base position. Second base, Gleyber Torres is day-to-day. You got Jonathan India at $4,900 versus Falter. I like that. Brendan Donovan at 46 versus Velasquez. So we got to pay up at some of these ones we like a lot. But if you want to save some money, I'd keep playing him. He went deep on Wednesday. Nolan Gorman, $3,800 versus Vinny Velasquez. He's been playing great, like really good ball there from Nolan Gorman. So a good discount at $3,800. And then down farther.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed. And that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. And that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. to sign up for your trial today.
Not a ton at this point in time. Hassan Kim is $2,700. Bryce Turing at 26 is not a bad value either. So you have a few guys down here. If you really need it, Edwin Julian is 2K versus Johnny Brito. If you want to go the prospect for the Twins route versus Brito as a punt. All right, third base position, Machado at 55 is great. Arenado at 54 is just fine. But give me some Matt Chapman at 5K. I'll keep saving a few dollars. It's not as much as it once was, but I'll save a few and get him against Spencer Turnbull in Toronto, too, so that you get the win-win in that scenario. Brian Anderson is 36. He has calmed down a lot, as we'd expect, so be careful there. Spencer Steer is 3K versus Bailey Falter, so keep an eye on Spencer Steer, depending on where he's at in the lineup. He's gone double-digit DK points in three of his last five games. Really good spot there versus Bailey Falter at $3,000 in Great American Small Park. Other than that, though, that's probably it for now. Shortstop position for you. You got Trey Turner at 63. That's totally fine, even though it's Lodolo as a one-off if you want, but I'm not stacking against Lodolo. Bo Bichette at 58, I like a ton. Xander Bogaerts keeps crushing it. He's been in at the top of the San Diego order. He's 5,300. And Willy Adames is 52. I like Bogaerts and Bichette over Willy, but I like them all quite a bit if you're going to pay up at the position. Chris Bassett's been a bit rough, so if you want to take some gambles, Javi Baez at 39, a little bit of a value in that matchup. Anthony Volpe led off on Wednesday. We'll see where he's at in Thursday's lineup. He's $2,900 versus Joe Ryan. Jose Barrero should get a good spot in the order there. He's $2,400 versus Falter in Great American Small Park. Barrero is outfield shortstop eligible, so we'll talk about him more later on. And that'll pretty much do it once again at the position. Heading to the outfield on this one, you got Aaron Judge is always in play, but Brian Reynolds, not bad in a tournament, but I'll pass on like Jomo. Juan Soto at 56 is way too cheap compared to the other 6K guys that are up there. So I liked it a lot for Juan Soto. George Springer at 53 is just fine, but Soto at 56 on this slate is very, very nice. Christian Yelich at 48 is not too shabby either. Tyler O'Neill hopefully gets a start against Vinny V. O'Neill had a big game on Wednesday. He's kind of been in and out of the doghouse. So he might sit with a righty on the mound. We'll see. But O'Neill at $4,500 versus Vinny V is very tasty. Dalton Varsho at 41 is a great price tag versus Turnbull. I like that a ton. really good spot there. Trent Grisham let off on Wednesday. He is $3,800 versus Wilson. So I think that's another spot we could look to target. And going down to the low 3Ks and below, Whit Merrifield's $3,300. He's hitting sixth on Wednesday, so he could be an option. Alec Burleson for St. Louis should be hitting second. He's 32 versus Velasquez. That's a good price tag there. Mentioned Franchi Cordero at 28. Akil Baddoo, if he's hitting in a good spot in the order for Detroit, he's $2,800 versus Bassett, so that's another nice little value there. Oswaldo Cabrera against Joe Ryan at 26. Oswaldo's swinging it really, really well, so I don't hate that if you want to. If you're going big Toronto stack, Kevin Kiermaier at 26, good wraparound piece there at a discount for Toronto. There's not a lot of Toronto discounts out there. Jose Barrera, mentioned him earlier at 24, is another one. And then other than that, I would wait and see what the lineups dictate from there. Recapping your pitching, quick one. Lodolo, Montgomery, and Johnny Brito is where I'm looking on this slate. Love the Toronto stack. Love the St. Louis stack. Just realize there could be a Coors hangover. Always possible. Cincinnati and Great American Small Park, big fan there. So they'll be my main three. I think Detroit's kind of sneaky versus Chris Bassett, especially in Toronto. So that's one I keep an eye on. And then Milwaukee versus Nick Martinez. Those would be my two more contrarian looks. Your most contrarian play is playing Philadelphia versus Lodolo. That's just the easiest one. But if we're not targeting the pitchers that we like, Detroit and Milwaukee would be the contrarian plays. But Toronto, St. Louis, Cincinnati is where I'll be planting my flag on Thursday. All right, in and out, 10 minutes. Good times, folks. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at BDNTREK, BDENTREK. Give the podcast a rate and review on iTunes. I really would appreciate it. And good luck, everybody. I'll be back with you guys on Friday with a full slate of action. But for now, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, April 13th edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100. And use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.